Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano. Welcome to HarpingOnRugby.net podcast, the 50th edition. And to celebrate, we've got a special World Cup edition. I'm sitting here live with, you'll hear Junior in the background, watching it with me. We're watching the opening ceremony has just begun. And we've just been listening, watching the coverage on Setanta and watching Frano and Matty Williams chew the fat on past World Cups and plus the current one. And yes, here I now see the predictable fancy dressed lady on the pitch, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. These opening ceremonies, they tend to make them, you know, relevant to the culture of the country that's hosting the event, but it's always just ends up people dressed up in costumes and flying around the place. There's a big rugby ball on the pitch. And, okay, a bit of a light festival going on. I've got the sound turned down so the commentary doesn't get in the way. Oh, okay, now there's Maori people walking onto the pitch. It's all very impressive now. I mean, I'm not knocking it now. It's like the... Yeah, and C. Junior likes it too. He got bumped off from watching. Oh god, he looks scary now. There's Maori warriors all around the pitch now, blowing. Looks like Maori versions of didgeridoos, and looking pretty scary, I must say. But anyway, no, these events. I mean, you know, they're always impressive, but all I can say. Oh, now there's a map of New Zealand on. In lights on them in the middle of the pitch, and now they're doing the touristy bits. Now I knew they'd do this, you know, and you can't blame them. It's a chance to show off the country, and you can't argue that New Zealand is a beautiful country. They've gone away from the pitch now, and they're showing scenes of the beautiful scenery all around New Zealand, and there sure is a lot to show off. Anyone who's seen Lord of the Rings knows that. So it's the bit for the tourist board they're doing now. But it's all great. It's all good. But the only thing I'd say pretty much every rugby fan is saying right now is, get on with the rugby! But, yeah, they're still going around. They're doing the full Lord of the Rings sweeping panoramic tour of New Zealand. And, I mean, like I say, no doubt it's impressive stuff. But, yeah, back to the pitch now, and that lady is still doing her thing in the middle of the ground. Now, I'm sure all this means something. I'm sure all this, the dance, and it all represents this, that, and the other, and it's all great, and, but all I'm saying is just get on with the rugby. Yep. Oh, now, okay, now that the pitch has turned into the entire world, and there's lights emanating from New Zealand going all around the world, and she's still singing, doing her thing in the middle of the pitch. But anyway, listen, thanks for tuning in. I'm not going to bang on for too long, but it's great to see the World Cup finally kicking off. Going to watch New Zealand Tonga in a bit. Best of luck later on tonight, halftime in the Leinster match. There's the halftime quiz. It's a tougher question this week. Best of luck to those in the final of the Dump Tackle League. That's Simply Wines and Irene King Staunton. So best of luck to them. And as a guy in some kind of sailboat thing travels across the pitch on which has become like a lake. Very impressive stuff now, I must say. But like I say, like every other opening ceremony. But as this continues, I'll tune out. And thanks for listening to the podcast. Tune in next week. We'll restore normal services. Junior says goodbye. And as always, stay in touch. Never pause. Always engage. Come on the Ireland.